What's up? Once again, it's a Sunday night. We're recording. We're not live this week, but that's all right. It's a Lou Capetta Show with Jay Burke. I'm Lou.
And I'm Jay.
And today, man, we got some stuff to discuss, man. I sent you something over the weekend.
And yeah, it's a good reading.
Yeah, I told you to read it. And you read it, right? You read it?
I did, and it was thrilling stuff, you know what I mean? It was about our man Nails, Lenny Dykstra, and the unforeseen end of his relationship with Charlie Sheen. So I don't know how that how they didn't ride off into the sunset together, but you know.
So for those of you listening who don't know what we're talking about, and the Hollywood Reporter, I actually I heard this about this article on the Dan Le Batard show. He was actually reading it on trade deadline day, NBA trade deadline day, and he was reading some of the excerpts from it. And so I just the title alone, I had to figure it out. So for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, there's an article in the Hollywood Reporter, and the title is Hollywood's Most Toxic Bromance, The Implosion of Charlie Sheen and Lenny Dykstra. If you don't know baseball, if you don't know who Lenny Dykstra is, he's basically, he was on the 86 Mets. He had a nice little career. He was won a World Series with the Mets. He had a nice little time in Philadelphia. He retired at 33, and then after baseball,
he was like a shittier version of Pete Rose.
Yeah,
that's not that he's bad. It's like a very, very modest Pete Rose type. You know what I mean? He had that passion.
Baseball skill-wise. Personality-wise, he's probably on par with Pete Rose because he really is a fucking scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I read, I think it's in that article. They said Newsday actually once, New York Newsday, the newspaper, a legit newspaper, actually once called him a scumbag. So after his career, he's done a whole bunch of fucking shit. He's an ex-con. He hustled a bunch of people out of money. He was at one time worth $58 million because he swindled a bunch of people out of money.
Right.
And this whole
A year, I think he went bankrupt to the tune of like $31 million.
Yeah.
In 1 year. I mean, that's like that's a net loss of like $80 million in 1 year. And that takes talent.
Yeah.
He's even better than Pete Rose when it comes to losing money.
Oh, my God. And this man. So he's basically been the Charlie Sheen of the baseball world. And lo and behold, all this time, he's been buddies with Charlie Sheen since 1993, they said.
I had no clue. I never saw like a picture. I mean, it makes sense once it happened. Once you read the article, you're like, that makes total sense.
Right. Well, what surprised you more? Was the fact that Charlie Sheen and Lenny Dykstra were friends, or that you didn't know that you were surprised that they were friends? Like, it surprised me more that I never put two and two together.
It's exactly what I was going to say, like, that I didn't just put together that these two definitely, you know, were simpatico, because it just makes total sense, man.
Who else would Charlie Sheen be friends with other than this guy?
Yeah, you know I mean, well, he can't pal around. Even the people on the set who are, like, messed up, I mean, nobody's Charlie Sheen messed up. Lenny Dykstra is close. Baseball, Charlie Sheen messed up. Right. You know what I mean? Like, so
even the fucking, if you go to HollywoodReporter.com, you can Google, now there's a lot of articles about this now, but if you Google Lenny Dykstra, Charlie Sheen, Hollywood Reporter, and the fucking picture that they have up on the site, when you click on the article, it's like Lenny Dykstra looking like a dirtbag up against the wall smoking a cigarette. It's like the perfect storm of shit that It was like somebody wrote this article to just have us fucking laugh at these douchebags. Because that's like what I feel. Like, it was, I couldn't even make that up. Like, that's how I would picture Lenny Dykstra standing.
Well, what I liked about the whole thing is, like, it's only Dykstra's point of view, right? So,
right.
Like, Dykstra paints himself as, like, the only guy I can look good next to in my life is Charlie Sheen. Like, the whole article is, like, him painting, like, I've saved Charlie Sheen's life. I made sure he was doing an eight ball the right way.
Wait, hold on, before you get your take, I'm gonna read the first paragraph of the article because it's fucking amazing, and then just give me your take on the whole fucking thing. All right, so here's the very first paragraph of the article. He's a former major leaguer nicknamed Nails and an ex-con hustler who made and lost millions, but none of that could have prepared Dykstra for his friendship with the wild man actor who he alleges is a dangerous criminal about to be taken down by the feds.
Yeah, that's like a Pulitzer hook. I mean, how do you not go on from that? Even if you don't know who Charlie Sheen or Lenny Dykstra is, you've got to read that article.
Absolutely. This article is written by Gary Baum, by the way. It's very, very well written article. Yeah, so I've actually reached out to him on Twitter. He's yet to respond. I don't kind of blame him about him, you know, coming on the show and talking about this.
Yeah,
he may want to distance himself from this. I mean, but go ahead. So what did you think about the whole article?
No, it was just like, well, first of all, like, I didn't know, like, Lenny Dykstra did that much stuff. There's something in an article, in that article, I wanted to bring up, and I got to find the actual paragraph. But it was like, Lenny Dykstra was brought up on charges of, like, battery, assault, you know, a financial list, this and that. There was, like, a laundry list of stuff, and they're like, and he served 3 years in prison. And I was like, well, kids, this is good to know that you could do all this shit and only get 3 years of prison for that. Because right. it was like ridiculous, the amount of stuff he was doing. I got to find the where in the article it says that. But, I mean, the whole article was just, like, amazing. And, like, his ego is still, like, out of control. I mean, what was he talking about? Doing a he wanted to do something with Sheen, and he was saying that, like, something about his life, like a project of their friendship, and he's like, it's going to be like in the terms of, like, as big as OJ Made in America. You know, like,
to be honest, like, Dykstra wasn't even that good as a player, man, and he's like, he's made no bones about the fact that he used steroids when he got to the Phillies, and he had his best years as a steroid user. He
right.
Yeah, he just
did you see the part where he goes, there was a reason I led the league in walks in, like, 1993, cuz he used to hire PIs to, like, investigate the umpires. That's what he said in one of the things. There's a reason I led the league in walks in 93. Oh, I found it. So this is what I laughed at. I said, his problems weren't merely financial. Between 2009 and 2011, Dykstra was accused by a former employee of making racist and homophobic remarks, writing a bad check to an escort, and sexually assaulting his housekeeper. He was also charged with indecent exposure, drug possession, grand theft auto, identity theft, and filing false financial statements. And eventually sentenced to 3 years. So, kids, what this says is you can do a lot of shit before you get sentenced.
How the fuck?
I think it got off pretty easy.
Right now, there's some fucking black kid in Camden with not a pot to piss in, selling crack, and he's gonna do 15. He's gonna get busted and do 15 years. And Lenny Dykstra, who basically sexually assaulted his housekeeper, stole a car, somebody's identity, and filed false financial statements.
Exposed himself.
Is doing 3 years.
It's unbelievable, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm looking at that same thing, and I'm reading that now. That's just, what a fucking asshole.
They're not even, like, things that really go together. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I don't know. Like, it's not like he was caught with, like, an ounce of, like, 10 ounces of weed, but he was also distributing it. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. It's like, dude, you have to go like all out to get to like these different levels. The Grand Theft Auto was funny to me. And then like identity theft.
Like, that's what fucking not, identity like... did he do? Like, oh my God, dude. So I don't even know what to say about this other than the fact that like it does talk about, oh my God. So, like, I guess, like, Dykstra, I didn't read the whole thing. I read most of it, and it was, I could only take so much of it in each sitting, so I would have to put it down.
I did. I had to read it in, like, two or three sittings. You're right. Yeah.
But Dykstra, it was, man, sounds like, listen to this. Dykstra also cooked up a series of licensing deals, including a vaping product called Nicosheen. And a caffeinated liquor, Sheen Vodka, which were to be hawked on an umbrella web portal titled Planet Sheen.
Well, that was the other thing, too. Like, where did he have, like, the right to be, like, his unofficial, like, manager? Like, it was just such a weird... If I'm, like, in a position where, like, I'm a celebrity, like, I don't think I'm calling Lenny Dykstra and going, you know what? Like, what should be my next career move? What's going to land me... What's going to bring me to the next stratosphere? Lenny, right. You tell me. Because you got it all going on.
Lenny, first of all, what kind of fucking derelict do you have to be to go to a website to purchase something? A website called Planet Sheen. Like, buy my dad something for his birthday. Go to Planet Sheen and get one of these winning t-shirts. Planet Sheen. Could you imagine if that was a real planet?
I think somewhere in Charlie Sheen's mind it is. In Charlie Sheen's basement, there's like a Planet Sheen.
You think...
Hey, Charlie, this is a great place to smoke crack. Did you see that line? This is the best crack den I've ever seen. Lenny Dykstra.
Fucking Lenny Dykstra. Yo, so here's the thing that I have with this. Is that... So, like, we all know Charlie Sheen is a fucking dirtbag. Right? Right. Like, when he... You know... When they had that announcement that he had HIV, and they were like, a Hollywood actor is going to announce he has HIV, and then, like, it turned out it was Charlie Sheen. I feel like everybody, like, when Magic Johnson announced that he had HIV,
yeah, that was
like, the world
deal.
Was shocked. When everybody, like, when Charlie Sheen announced it, I feel like everybody, like, was just like, oh, yeah, I can see that, like.
Okay. I was kind of like, didn't this happen 10 years ago? No, I guess not.
it was like finding out A-Rod used steroids. It's like,
yeah, it was just that. Oh, wow, Charlie Sheen. Oh. Yeah. Like,
it's fucked up,
if
man.
They came out like with a thing and it said, like, Charlie Sheen passed a drug test, I would, like, you know,
that would be more
do
shocking
like a spit take or something. Yeah. But, like,
Charlie Sheen passed a drug test is definitely more shocking than Charlie Sheen having HIV. Yep. which comes up in an article too, because Dykstra, one of the things Dykstra is, so Dykstra, basically the article is Dykstra's been excommunicated from the inner clique of Charlie Sheen, and now he's trying to tell his story. Charlie Sheen is behind the death of one of his handlers or something, and that he's the feds are going to bust him soon because he has been knowingly spreading the HIV virus, which is fucked up. Like, if it's true, number one, it's fucked up. Like, and I feel for people. So I actually have a reputation for not being that sympathetic. So I do feel for people. I don't want anybody to get HIV. However, I will say this.
You're rolling the dice.
Yeah, like, I only feel so bad for you if you chose to sleep with Charlie Sheen. Like, You had to think you were rolling the dice, no? Like,
right. Yeah, no, it's a valid point, man. Like you said, it's still not right, but it's valid, man. I mean, you are taking, I don't know. I don't have much to say about that because I agree. I agree so much with you. Dude, there was an article, and let me put it this way. It was like 2000, because I remember I was still working construction. I think it was 2000, 2001. And
Jay Burke construction career.
Yeah, that was a short-lived career. But I remember I had a magazine. I don't remember which one. And Charlie Sheen just happened to be in the article, and it was talking about how he had like a penchant for high class prostitutes, stuff like that. But in the article, now let's think about this, because it's 2018. Let's just say it was 2001. He said at that point. He goes, I'm just going to throw this number out there. My friends call me the machine. I've been with at least 5,000 women. And, like, I tried to, like, figure out his age at the time. And I'm like, that has to be, like, two or three women a day. Like, I think he might have been – how old is Charlie Sheen? He can't be, like – he's not pushing 60 at this point. He's in his 50s, right?
I think he's in his 50s, yeah.
Like, I mean, he's going to look like – he's starting to look like he's...
He looks like Skeletor, but...
He's 52. So, he was 34?
He's only 52?
He's only 52 years old.
Wow. Man. That guy definitely has one foot in a fucking casket.
Dude, and he, like... I think when all that shit went down with the tiger blood and the winning and all that stuff, I think he was, like, the highest paid actor on TV, and he was complaining.
He was the highest actor on TV. Like, does anybody not think he was fucking on cocaine? Like,
well, the best is, like, he got all these roles where it was like, oh, he's acting like Charlie Sheen. It's like, hey, Charlie, you want to do some method acting today? Why don't you come in high and stoned and promiscuous? Oh, sure, I could do that.
Dykstra also claims that Charlie Sheen's behavior is because he's actually bisexual and he's fucked a lot of dudes, too. Which, like, if he is, like, you know, whatever, you know.
A transvestite thing. But, like, that's not, like, a thing that would shock me about him.
Yeah, here's the thing that, so, the
So he's saying, what, because he's, like, because he's holding that part of himself back? That
yeah, like, he's never accepted the fact that he's bisexual and, you know, that. Yeah. Lenny, the Dr. Phil part of Lenny Dykstra says that, you know, that he should just come forward. He's in Hollywood. It's, you know, they embrace that kind of thing. Because fucking
Lenny Dykstra is... Lenny Dykstra to have the Dr. Yeah, Phil
Dr. of the Dykstra.
Dr. Dykstra. And after he, like, after he tells you what's wrong with you, he just looks at you and goes, nailed it!
Nailed it. So it's just, I think
I think he's just so, got like some kind
Charlie Sheen is a scumbag and a douche, and he's gonna die of AIDS, and he looks like a fucking Skeletor now, and he whatever he's fucking doing, but he at least owns that shit. Like I think I have a problem with Dykstra.
I agree, 1,000%.
First of all, he's out here snitching, you know, because he's not, he didn't get to fucking go live on Planet Sheen, and it just like, it's, this I'll is the problem, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you what a dirtbag he is. He's sitting there talking about how he's like Charlie Sheen's only real friend, and he's saying, look at this last text I sent him, and he sent me back. And in that text where Sheen and him are having this like heartfelt talk, he's telling Charlie Sheen, don't worry, I've already deleted these texts so nobody will see them. And then he showed him to the, like, that's the end of the whole thing. And he signals off, nails out.
Like, nails out.
What kind of a person like just shows that text knowing it says that in there, first of all? Like, yeah, I agree though. Like, there's a weird thing with Sheen, it's like I don't know if he could help. He's just who he is. But like Lenny Dykstra is on a scumbag level that's different.
Yeah.
You should invite him on the show.
So two two final thoughts on this, man. Like, two things that really stood out to me. First is that, I mean, aside from the fact that everything we talked about, but first is that the dude that wrote this, Dykstra insisted on providing the password to his personal email account to this guy for full disclosure. I would pay money to get that information and just see what the fuck kind of emails Lenny Dykstra gets. You know, like, you know he's definitely getting a bunch of porn emails. 100%.
Yeah. Well, and the average person gets, like, just the spam ones, but he probably clicks on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and uses somebody else's credit card because that's the identity theft part of
it. Yeah. Oh, man. And then, this is the other thing I got. Now, I want to preface this by saying, and I could already picture the face you're going to make, is that, you know, child molestation and stuff like that is no laughing matter. All right? Right. So we're not going to joke about it. However, with that said, and just so everybody knows, I have kids. You have kids.
Right.
So this is what I said about Corey Feldman talking about he was...
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was raped and all that stuff. Like in and it looks like it's turning out that he might have been telling the truth. However,
yeah,
and he's complaining that nobody listened to him. Nobody listened to him. Nobody listened to him. He was trying to tell us for years. The reason nobody listened to you is because you're Corey Feldman. You cannot have everything that you've done and then try to stay relevant by dancing around like you're fucking Michael Jackson and making shitty songs and think people are going to fucking take you seriously. You can't do it. And that's the same thing here. All the shit that Charlie Sheen did is probably all true, but fucking Lenny Dykstra is saying it. So nobody's going to take this shit seriously because it's Lenny Dykstra. Lenny Dykstra is basically dancing around like fucking Michael Jackson at 35 years old and then expecting like Corey Feldman and then expecting people to, you know, to believe that Kevin Spacey touched his peepee. And it's not happening.
Well, let me ask you this now. Dykstra, Scott Baio Hall of Fame candidate? Or?
Oh,
maybe we should have prefaced this, explain this out a little bit.
So, if you haven't been listening to the show, then you should be in the Scott Baio Hall of Fame. But if you haven't been listening to the show, the first Facebook Live show that Jay and I did happened to be when Scott Baio, Nicole Eggert stuff happened. And we were trying to have a serious discussion about the Baseball Hall of Fame. And we just somewhere along the line, we combined the two and we created the Scott Baio Hall of Fame for the ultimate, ultimate douchebags.
Right.
And creepy bastards. And it's too easy to put Charlie Sheen in a Scott Baio Hall of Fame because I feel like Charlie Sheen has his own Hall of Fame. He has his own planet. He doesn't need to be in anybody's Hall of Fame. He's got Planet Sheen.
He wouldn't accept the award. He wouldn't show up. He wouldn't even, you know.
But I feel that there cannot be a Scott Baio Hall of Fame without Lenny Dykstra in it.
I think Lenny Dykstra definitely deserves the Scott. I think he's the first ballot. He'll never make the baseball. He'll never even get a sniff, or he never got one, I should say.
Right.
He's like, I'm saying, like, he might get 100% of the vote. First ballot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Lenny Dykstra is definitely going to be a nominee for the Scott Baio Hall of Fame. Scott Baio Hall of Fame. Yeah, so.
I bet you he'd take the award and fucking talk about it, too, in some magazine.
Oh, fuck yeah, he would take the award. Just take it, sell it. He'd fucking grab everybody's credit card out of their pocket on the way out. And fucking leave a pool of fucking spit from his tobacco around his table and shit. What a vile fucking human being.
Yeah.
That guy but must he hit, have no family.
He hit a couple of big... didn't he hit two home runs in Game 3 in Boston?
In 86? Yeah, he, 86. I mean, he had a really good World Series in 86.
Yeah, he did. So I guess that helps.
I mean, for Mets fans like us, I mean, not for, you know, people that wanted to order something. Normal
like human beings.
Planet Sheen. Planet Sheen. I'm disappointed that there's never going to be a Planet Sheen website now.
Maybe when he passes on and everybody realizes the treasure that Charlie Sheen was. What happened to Emilio Estevez? He just hit after like everything went.
He changed his fucking name.
He seemed like an upstanding person, like, you know. Mm-mm-mm. What was that movie they were in? They were in a couple of movies together, but there was Men one where they're the garbage. Yes. And it
he was never the same after that.
He was never the same. He was
Emilio
like
Estevez. You're not doing anything. You should come on the show.
Come on the show. Oh, yeah, let's hit him up.
He's deaf. He's just 100% don't listen to the last episode. Anything. Yeah.
No, he's not.
He's hiding. He's waiting for that Breakfast Club remake so he could play the principal or something.
don't laugh. That'll be on Netflix next year.
Yeah, right? You know what the crazy thing about Netflix is that, like, now it's, like, cool to go straight to Netflix when, like, it's basically the same as going straight to DVD or straight to video.
I know. I always think that, like, there's, like, big stars going on that stuff. Like, it's become, and I don't know, I wonder if it's, like, the McConaughey effect where I know he didn't do Netflix. He did HBO. But when they did True Detective, I think it kind of opened up the floodgates. Because that was the same year he got nominated for Best Actor. And then I think he won Best Actor for the Oscar, and he would have been the first one to win for TV, I think. And then, and for motion picture, Bryan Cranston beat him. And I don't know, man. Bryan Cranston's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's
that's a tough one though, because
McConaughey is just like, I guess he's just a cash grabber because he's even doing fucking Lincoln commercials and shit. And did like so, which is funny because I think he also didn't he also do like a commercial for some type of liquor too. Basically, like Jim Beam and Lincoln.
I'm just drinking a few Jim Beams in my Lincoln. That's my McConaughey. I don't know. I didn't practice it.
It was good. It was definitely
give me
good.
Some time, people.
It was Planet Sheen worthy.
It was. Yeah, but well, he made like. It's funny because that like kind of like changed him like into like a serious actor, I think, because before that he was just like the guy in every like a treasure hunter movie with his shirt off, you know. The women are like, he's incredible,
right. And now that's the it Rock. Like,
and now that's Rock. Now he's a treasure hunter.
Rock is in every fucking movie imaginable. Which, by the way, did you see the commercial? I know we were doing a thing during the Super Bowl, but did you see the commercial for his new movie coming out? Skyscraper?
Which one? No, I didn't see that.
No? It looks a lot like Die Hard, if you ask me. Like, it's like fucking...
It sounds like Die Hard.
It's like the same fucking movie, dude. Just a dumber ready? Name.
Are you ready for a motion picture event you've never seen before? Yo, they made Die Hard into, like, first of all, let me ask you this, your opinion, because this is a big thing. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or an action movie?
I mean, I always think it's a action movie that takes place during Christmas, but...
During Christmas? I know it's a big thing out there.
But I don't know, like, I kind of like to watch it around Christmas time, so, you know, I don't know.
Right.
It's a better Christmas
like,
movie than fucking
it
Home
It doesn't
Alone
feel
2.
Right if you watch it in the summer. Well, there is, if you go on Amazon or any of those places, you can actually get, like, a children's book version of Die Hard, and it's called Die Hard. I believe it's Die Hard, like, a Christmas story.
Really?
It's kind of amazing. I kind of want to buy it, but. You know,
I wonder if they're going to do a children's version of Die Hard 3 where he has to wear that sign in the middle of Harlem. How do you explain that to the kiddies? You have to just cut Samuel L. Jackson's part out of it because it's too many F-bombs.
That was a little ridiculous. I kind of lost it there. I liked the first two, but
yeah.
Die Hard 3 is when I was done with it. I didn't even watch, like, I don't know, the last one with his son or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that. I watched the first two. That was it. I actually never even saw a third one because whatever, man.
No. To just end this debate, it's called A Die Hard Christmas, the Illustrated Holiday Classic.
Hmm.
Can you see that shit?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's... Some author definitely ran out of fucking ideas. I'm gonna remake Debbie Does Dallas for a fucking children's book. Hey, kids.
It's got a great plot. She finds love. She finds a lot of love.
She finds a penis in a haystack. Oh, shit, man. Oh, my God. That sums up Charlie Sheen's life, too.
I guess, so.
According to Lady Dykstra.
It all comes full circle, man.
Speaking of guys fucking each other, did you, how's that for a segue?
Pictures were fabricated. I'll be able to.
Whoa, you were breaking up there for a minute, buddy.
Yeah, I thought I lost you for a second. I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were segueing into something.
I said, speaking of guys fucking each other. did you read...
Definitely should have done this live.
I didn't even talk to you about this, and I meant to. So I'm hitting you, blindsiding you with this one. But did you hear about that Quincy mm-hmm. Jones interview in Vulture?
No, I did.
Oh, you gotta fucking check it out, dude.
So what happened? Tell me about it.
Looking
up right now.
Yeah, vulture.com, Quincy Jones. It's amazing, man. The guy's 85 years old. He doesn't give a fuck. He talks about everything. Like, he goes right into, like, talking about Michael Jackson. He talks about, like, he knows who killed Kennedy.
Is this the Richard Pryor thing?
Yeah.
And then I did read about that. All right, take that back.
Richard Pryor having sex with Marlon Brando.
That's a weird... You know what? I thought about talking about that, and then I totally forgot about it. That's a really weird combo.
Yeah.
The two of them. Because Brando's was pretty probably fat and old at that point, too. It's not like it's young Brando from, like, what's that streetcar named Desire?
Yeah.
Or whatever. You're talking about, like, Superman era Brando.
He said that he had sex with Marvin Gaye. I mean, all those guys were fucking drug addicts, too. Like, that's the thing. Like, they were all fucking really bad drug addicts, except for Brando. I don't know if Brando was or not, but...
His wife or whoever kind of... I think she said that he did. Like, she kind of...
Yeah,
she
said Richard Pryor. Definitely.
Yeah, that had happened. And he was kind of open about it, I think, before anybody else, that he was bisexual.
That's...
I don't remember that personally, like him talking about.
Yeah, no.
And again, I probably wasn't allowed to watch Richard Pryor when I was.
I don't know. That kind of blew my mind. I mean, it was really, people get old and they just fucking say whatever. Like, I don't know what was more shocking, the fact that he knew that Richard Pryor had sex with Marlon Brando, or that he knows who killed Kennedy.
Yeah, I wish he would just tell us both. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, whatever, man.
There you go. There you go. I thought I lost you there.
I lost you for a second.
We're having a little connection issue here, but that's all right. That's all right. We're good now.
Stupid World Wide Web.
The interweb.
The interweb.
Yeah, man. It's for anybody that hasn't read, it's not as like entertaining where you can laugh. I mean, it is very entertaining. It's interesting. The Vulture.com interview with Quincy Jones. For the record, I know I said that he said he knows who killed Kennedy. He says it was Chicago mobster Sam Giancana. There's a connection between Sinatra and the Mafia and Kennedy, and he goes into it and stuff. It is a theory that's been spread around before, but that's who he says did it. So, pretty interesting, though. Check it out.
I mean, I guess you get to a certain age, though.
Yeah,
don't check it out.
Yeah, or don't. I mean, I pretty much told you the two, you know, most interesting things about it. I mean, are you gonna be
just look up those two things.
Yeah, I mean, he talks about Michael Jackson too, but you know, whatever. I mean, you see anything interesting that
Microsoft guy?
Who? What?
No, I was just looking at the article. It's like the Microsoft guy. I'm like, yeah, but after that, like after what we just talked about, you're right. It's like, who cares?
Yeah. Talks about Michael Jackson's plastic surgery, but, I mean, that's right up there with Charlie Sheen having AIDS. Who doesn't know about that?
Still a shocker.
Yeah. Anything particularly interest you this week?
You know what, man? Like, it's funny because, like, my whole feed for Google is, like, all about superhero stuff. Mostly because, you know, me and Logan go see all the movies and shit, but it's like,
right.
I realized it's like, that's like all the movies are now. Like, everything coming out, there's like, how much shit is coming out this year that's just like superhero stuff?
All the good movies. All the good movies are super. It's either, movies now are either like superhero movies or remakes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not. I mean, when we were younger, sometimes I miss it like that, just going to like a 90-minute comedy and whatever. Now everything's an event movie.
Yeah, and, right. There's no more like Paul Blart and Mall Cops anymore.
Right, exactly. You know what was on yesterday? What was it? Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story?
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's so stupid, but it makes me laugh like crazy. I was trying to get Logan to watch it. He's like, oh, yeah. I could try it out, and he's like got his headphones on, and he's like, "I'm like, okay, because like I understand Thor's not in it, but you know, you give it a shot, man."
There's no Thor in it. There's no Matthew McConaughey in it. But
hey, Matthew McConaughey playing Bill Cosby.
All right.
Bill
Cosby.
Matthew McConaughey takes on his toughest role as Bill Cosby. Wearing a fat suit.
Frizzle.
It would actually be awesome if they just like totally whitewash him. Bill Cosby is a white guy. Blonde.
A white Bill Cosby with blonde hair, like they did to that Nefertiti statue. Did you see that?
Right. Yeah.
Did you see that? That fucking thing was whiter than me, man. That fucking thing looked like Cher dressed up as Nefertiti.
Oh my god.
Cher dressed up as Cher and Nefertiti. You think like you would think like somebody who created that would be like, yo, we can't fucking do this, dude. We can't put this fucking thing out.
Yeah, you would think so, but there it is, man. It's all there. I tell you.
Cher
but like
is Nefertiti.
No, but I realize like I'm like I'm gonna go see everything, but I'm so sick of like event movies, man. Like I wanna go to the movies and just like watch a regular film that I don't have to buy like a ticket, you know, 2 weeks in advance for, and spend like $500 at the movie theater, because for some reason that's how much it costs to see a movie.
I know, it's crazy. And not only that, but like you said, it's I feel like the movies are in the theater a shorter amount of time, so they force you to go there. Like, you can't wait for there not to be a crowd, because by the time you wait,
they're gone. Yeah, no, it's totally true.
So,
it's totally true.
So you got to sit in a fucking packed theater, and it's I don't know. I mean, some of the big ones I still go to, I guess, because I take my little guy Lewis, but
yeah, no, I still go. Like, even like, you know, like I definitely go see like a lot of the stuff, especially like I'll see like Avengers. Obviously, I'll see Star Wars.
Right.
Although I think Star Wars is going to have some issues, because I don't know how Solo is going to do, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as bad as they made it sound, but I think it might be too much, man.
You know, oversaturating the market.
Yeah, I think they wanted to do one like every year with these like spin-off movies, but it's but like they just came out with The Last Jedi like 4 months ago, and now they're gonna come out with like Solo, like right between Black Panther and Infinity Wars and stuff. And it's right. I just think it's too much. I think it's gonna kill what's special about it. Just like it killed Dykstra Sheen's relationship. Whatever was special about it is gone.
I know. It's gone now. Some things you can't get back either.
Exactly. It's sad.
It's
so on that note, I guess.
That's just are they gonna make a Notebook type movie about Charlie Sheen and Lenny Dykstra reuniting someday? Could you see that?
Yeah. I could see that with like a transvestite in the middle. Because if you read that article, that just seems like where it's going. In a crack den.
That's... Oh my god, dude. That's fucking... Yo, could you imagine that? Yo, somebody's gotta start... We just gave somebody out there, if you're listening, we just gave you a fucking gold...
License to print money. That's what that is.
That's right.
A license to print money.
Nails, a love story. Nailed. Oh, fucking Christ, man. That is something else. You can't make this shit up, man. You cannot make this shit up.
No, man. It's just what happens. It's just what it is, man.
That's it. So next week, we're going to wrap this up, but next week, maybe we'll go back on Facebook Live. We'll see. We'll see what a couple things coming down the pike. I'm going to have a new episode. There are two more pre-recorded episodes that were prior to Jay joining. They may both come out this week. It depends what we have down the pike, but this week, actress Jennifer Lane Park is going to be the our guest. She was an actress. She played she's a working actress, but she had a small recurring role on the Sopranos. She talks about working with James Gandolfini and Frank Vincent and things like that. Pretty fun, interesting conversation. and maybe some big things. We may be moving into a nice new legit studio, maybe. I don't know if I should say that, because I actually, as I was saying that, I remembered. I don't know if you spoke to who you have to speak to about that, that the powers that be.
After, yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
I'm enjoying stealing my kid's headset to do this shit. So
we're not on Facebook Live this week, but Jay Burke has his son's gaming headset on, and he looks like he's about to get.
I'm ready to talk some shit to some 14-year-old kids
in Fortnite
who can beat my ass in any game. Ridiculous.
That's it. That is it. So maybe next week we'll be back on Facebook Live. I don't know, but you guys can check it out. Check out LukaPettisShow.com. You can check us out on Twitter at Lou_Capetta or at Lou Capetta Show or at J Jibber Jabber. Right, that's your Twitter handle.
That's it.
Check out the Facebook page. You can listen to the podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Spreaker.com, and Stitcher. Mm-hmm. And maybe more places very soon. And what else? You got any?
I was going to say, just make sure to follow us on Spreaker, because we're trying to get 100 followers.
That's right. Thank you, Jay. I made a video about this earlier. You think I would remember? But there is a. We're trying to get the show on Spotify, which looks like it may happen, and iHeartRadio, which is a little tougher. So if you check it out on YouTube, there's a video how to do it. But if you can log into Spreaker.com, create a profile. It's very easy. You can sign up via Facebook or via Twitter. It's free. And then search for Lou Capetta and follow. We get 100 followers. We have a very, very, very good shot of getting the show on iHeartRadio, and that's very big. So yeah. Thank you, Jay, for reminding me about that. See, that's why we are the
we are the
Lenny Dykstra and Charlie Sheen of podcasting.
That's right.
So big stuff, man. Lenny Dykstra, possible entrant into the Scott Baio Hall of Fame.
And, we'll discuss.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some research, but I think you got a good one there.
I think he's got the stats.
The numbers are there.
I don't think he's a compiler either. I think he's just like a straight.
Right.
I think he's surefire Hall of Famer. Scott Baio Hall of Famer.
So everyone, again, thank you for checking us out. And we'll see you next week. Maybe next week back on Facebook Live, we got to discuss. But every week, check us out. We're going to have at least one new episode this week. You can still listen to the old episode with special guest Ashley Clark, award-winning bartender from Bar Rescue. And we will check you out next week. Jay, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Peace, everybody. Thank you.